Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome back to the Unnamed Podcast. I am your host, Greg Lunt, and as usual, I am recording this on a Wednesday night. Today is January 10th, 2018, and again, I've procrastinated, and I've waited until late at night to record this podcast. I guess it's not too late. It's 9 p.m., but I do have to edit and blah, 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 but literally, you know, I didn't want to talk about crypto on the podcast this week because I feel like I've been doing a lot of that. But literally in the last hour, the craziest shit happened. So like this whole first week and a half of the year, everything's been running like crazy. And then like an hour and a half ago, everything crashes. The entire market starts getting sucked out. 30, 40, 50, 60% of every single stock gets taken out, and everyone's just like, what in the fuck? Because weird shit like that happens in this industry. It looks like an exchange in South Korea got raided by the government, and you know, they're looking for tax evasion or they're looking for something. We're not exactly sure what, but the whole market got sucked out like really quick. And it's so weird. I don't know what people are thinking when they get involved here. Like, one little piece of good news comes out, shit fucking rise. One piece of bad news comes out and shit crashes. And it's just like, it just shows you how early we are because there's so many weak hands in the game. And I think Binance, which is one of the exchanges that I use, added about 250,000 new registrants today in an hour after they reopened their registration page. And you probably have a lot of those people that just got in today and then one little thing comes out and they're all like, oh my God, panic sell. And you know, you can't be doing that shit. And it's so crazy that it just makes everything so volatile. And what's happened, and again, it was only like an hour and a half ago, like one of my coins went from 450 yesterday up to 660 today. And then after this suck out, it went all the way back down and all the profit was lost. And now it's back up to 550. So it's like these weird days, these bad days in the market, which I've experienced before. For instance, last summer, there was a day when China came out and said they wanted to ban ICOs, which are the equivalent of IPOs. I talked about it on the podcast back then. You can go back and look for it. It was in September or October. But at the end of the day, it creates a stronger market. You leave the people in that have the balls for it and that are in it for the long haul, not the silly swing traders or the people who just come in and they want to make a quick buck. You have people who are willing to ride out all the bullshit. And that's good for everybody in the long run. It also, you know, when you're shutting down these exchanges that are kind of bullshit, that's also a good thing. You don't want the sketchy people in the industry. So as someone who really wants to see all this succeed as quickly as possible, I think it's necessary to go through some of these hard times. And, you know, that's been a theme on this podcast as well, where I fully embraced my hardships and the suffering that I've had to go through over the last year and a half, 2 years, as I like do a lot of this self-reflection and put myself under the microscope to find out all the negative things about myself that I don't like, that I want to change. It hurts to like actually have to face that shit. But at the end of the day, I come out as a stronger, more well-rounded person that can do better and do more good. And that's exactly how I look at this market right now. And so I embrace these shit days because they're part of the process. And I look at it like it's one step back in order to move two or three steps forward and continue the dominance that is the blockchain and what it's going to do for society, for businesses, and for individuals. And wow, I just looked at the numbers and we're back like 80% of what was lost over the past couple hours just came back. So, you know, we're on such a bull run right now. One little thing like that, let's get the pussy money out of there and let's start up again. And the engines are revving yet again. Wow, that only took a couple of hours. I thought that was going to take at least a couple days to get back on track. But shit's just nice right now, bro. And so in an attempt to not talk about crypto this week, I've put down the first 5 or 7 minutes or something on crypto. So there's the little update there. I also wanted to talk about some goals that I'm setting for this month. I think it's important to set goals, and I don't do it enough, honestly, but I want to hold myself accountable. That's part of this podcast. That's part of the process. And so I wanted to run through just a few things that I want to get done in January. So My apartment has been a work in progress, as you know, for the past month and a half. And I've been making more progress. I put up the curtains in my bedroom. I finally went out and got a stud finder and figured out that there are studs in my wall. So I'm going to be able to mount my TV. So I ordered a mount on Amazon, which just got here today. And then I went out and bought a power drill to get that going. I put up a mirror in my living room and a piece of artwork over the couch, but I still need to get more artwork, and I want to maybe paint the walls as well here in the living room. So those are the things I'm going to be working on this month as well. I want to get my artwork up. I want to mount this TV, which I'll probably do tomorrow, honestly, and then I got to figure out like what color I want to paint the walls and kind of make it dope. So finishing my apartment is my first goal for January. My second goal is that I want to finally get this tattoo that I've been talking about for months now, this Matrix tattoo on my forearm. It just hasn't really been a priority, but it needs to get done, and I think it's going to be a cool symbolic moment for me at the beginning of this year. I'm trying to remember when the last time I actually got a tattoo was. It might be like almost a year ago. I definitely didn't get one during the summer, so it was probably around this time last year, and that's the longest I've gone not getting one since I started getting these, I don't know, 3-4 years ago. So I want to get that tattoo. That'll be fun. I need to finish designing it, but that is going to be my second goal. And so I guess for all these goals, I have another 3 weeks, right? Today's the 10th, so we have another 21 days till the end of the month. I should definitely be able to get both of those done. The third thing that I want to do is I want to finish my business plan and pitch deck for my app. So that's going to involve finishing all the mockups for every page of the app and actually having them in Photoshop and built out how I want them to look and designed. Coming up with the logos, which I'm actually going to work on after I edit this tonight. I'm working with my designer. Do like a market analysis and a financial forecast and set up some marketing goals and put everything together into an actual business plan and a pitch deck that I can use for my employees and also for potential investors. So if I finish all that up by the end of January, I feel like I'm definitely on schedule with where I'm trying to be with this thing. And then my final one for the month is a bunch of things that I'm calling at least twos. So I want to do a hike at least 2 times a week. I want to go to yoga at least 2 times a week. And I want to get my portfolio at least 2 times bigger by the end of January. So that's pretty ambitious and a little bit out of my control. But with the run we're on and the way I've set myself up, I think that I can make a tweak here or there as we go and get myself there. Frankly, I've doubled in the past 3 weeks. So I don't see why the next 3 weeks I can't do the same. Again, a little bit out of my control, but it's just a goal that I have. And yeah, I went to yoga today, and I want to keep doing that. I feel so good when I go. I haven't been hiking because we've actually gotten some rain here. It was pouring yesterday. It was actually like kind of flooding my driveway. Been spending a lot of time indoors on the fucking computer, so it'll be nice to get back out and go for some hikes and some walks. But I'm going to go work on some logos now. So yeah, as we continue our way through January, I'm going to start moving through this checklist and I'll keep you guys updated on how I'm doing. I want to get all that shit done. So again, I want to finish my apartment. I want to get my business plan and pitch deck completed. I want to get a tattoo and I want to go for a hike twice a week, yoga twice a week, and double my portfolio by January 31st. Let's fucking go. I hope you guys on the East Coast are staying warm, and I'll talk to you next week. Thank you for listening. I love you, and I'll talk to you next Thursday. Peace out.